Absolutely huge political story this morning. The resignation of a Stormont minister. Jim Wells is gone. His resignation follows his remarks last week linking same-sex relationships to child abuse. He issued an apology, but there was growing speculation about his future. In his statement today, Mr. Wells referred to his wife Grace's battle for life after suffering a stroke. He said he is no longer able to continue my ministerial duties and give Grace the attention she deserves. Our political editor, Mark Devenport, with us this morning. So we tried to hang in there, Mark, and it was Rough Ryland at the weekend, many would suspect, which has pushed him out.
I think that's the logical conclusion, Stephen. I mean, obviously there was an outcry immediately that he uttered those comments. He then apologised after the comments were broadcast in mobile phone footage, which was taken at the Down Recorder Hustings event. But on Friday night, he was attending a film premiere in Belfast, the Shooting for Socrates movie, and his mood there appeared to be defiant, telling people that he was going nowhere. So I do think it was this Rough Ryland incident, which just made it impossible for him to carry on, even though in the previous incident he'd been given his leader's support and seemed to be intent on toughing it out.
What happened in Rough Ryland?
Well, so far as we can gather, and we have the account now from a daughter of one of the lesbian couple involved, she says that Jim Wells was on a routine canvass around Rough Ryland. He's obviously standing as the general election candidate for the DUP in South Down, knocked the door, asked as he would do if he could get the vote of the people inside. But when they said, look, we're a lesbian couple and the controversy about what you've said has put us off, apparently he said that he disagreed with their lifestyle. Now, they obviously took offence at that, and there has apparently been a complaint made to the police. The daughter of the one of the women involved says that Mr. Wells made an attempt to go back and apologise, that the woman didn't want to speak to him. And so the thing seems to have got compounded. We've obviously only got that sort of partial account, and no doubt the police are investigating. We'll hear Mr. Wells's account, but the timing was all wrong.
Does this bring trouble to the DUP's door? Does this lose them votes, or does this bring them votes?
Well, I think in terms of their heartland vote, it doesn't necessarily lose them too much. I mean, you only have to look at the history of the DUP and their involvement with the Save Ulster from Sodomy campaign historically, and then they opposed civil partnerships, and they're now opposed to gay marriage. Interestingly, of course, the woman who gave us an account said that at least one of those women in the House had voted for the DUP in the past and was saying now she wouldn't any longer. But I don't think it's the votes in South Down that they'll be particularly worried about. It's maybe in areas of Belfast, South Belfast and East Belfast, where they'd be hoping to appeal to more liberal unionist voters. It may lose them some votes there. And they also have something, I think, to lose out on the wider UK stage. I mean, the DUP's campaign is all about the fact that they could make the difference, they could possibly hold the balance of power in a hung parliament, that they would use their position in order to influence the parties over in London. But these kind of comments and the controversy about these comments, I think, to some extent devalues their currency over in London. And so it doesn't play well. It's not the kind of headlines they'd want to be going out there.
Nick Clegg, the leader of the Lib Dem, the Deputy Prime Minister, of course, told our Ireland correspondent Chris Buckler the mask has slipped. That's what he told him at the weekend.
Yes, even prior to the controversy about Jim Wells, the Lib Dems, who of course see themselves as the other sort of viable small party in any arrangement or loose coalition that comes out of this election, they had been highlighting the DUP's views. They had made this warning about what they said was an extreme right blue UKIP coalition that could be formed between the Conservatives, the DUP and UKIP. And they'd actually put out a deck of cards on which they'd highlighted Jim Wells and other people's comments about other DUP politicians' comments about gay rights. There was a particular card devoted to Jim Wells. So I think the whole approach of the DUP leadership has been, look, we've got our particular views, but these issues are devolved. And to play it down within the context of the general election campaign, and of course this controversy has very much highlighted it.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much indeed. Some of you may be shocked when you wake up this morning to learn that the DUP's health minister is gone. Jim Wells is gone from his post as the health minister. Belfast Telegraph got that scoop. Front page headline on the front of their paper this morning. We're going to speak to Maeve McLaughlin from Sinn Féin within the next few seconds. Robert's in Templeton. Hello, morning to you, Robert.
No, I'm not in Templeton. I'm in Temple Patrick.
Right. That's what's written down wrong for me, Robert. Go ahead.
Indeed, absolutely. Good morning, Stephen. Right. The first thing is, last night when I heard the news after church time, I knew he'd be gone. I suspect he was pushed. He should resign his seat in South Down. And interesting, he made allegations in Downpatrick, which he apparently cannot stand over. And, of course, those are bearing false witness against his neighbour. It'll be interesting to know what the Reverend William McRae, who's a minister of the Free Presbyterian Church, makes about that situation.
Why have you no sympathy for him and his family situation?
I have every sympathy for his situation. And, of course, he's able, with the salary that he'd be commanding, to bring in a personal carer, which would be much better for his wife than he could ever be.
Well, you don't know. Now, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. So you don't know what's better for his wife than he does. And he would absolutely deny bearing false witness. So let's not get into any just cheap personal snide remarks about a man whose wife is ill. Let's talk about the actual issue here, Robert.
Right, well, we'll talk about the issue. You asked, had any sympathy, and I was clarifying that I had sympathy. Right. One mistake is forgivable, but when he said there was facts or evidence, he hasn't produced those facts or evidence.
Well, it's for his party to produce that evidence. Chasing his party.
The allegation.
Yes, but we have been chasing the DUP. You see, here's the bigger story here.
I know the bigger story.
But yes, Jim Wells is gone.
Yes.
But the DUP as a party.
Yes.
Is it still the DUP's position that there is research, that there are facts to suggest that a child in a same-sex relationship is more likely to be abused? Is the DUP's position still that a child in an unstable relationship, whether it is a gay relationship or a straight relationship?
You're absolutely right.
Where is the word from the DUP on this?
Well, of course, there'll be no word because they'll go to ground. You know that better than I do because you've looked for them for many, many times. But the facts are there is no evidence. If you're asked for your driving licence, Stephen, by the police who were had speed cameras out the other
okay.
night, apparently, then you produce it. If you don't produce it, the police have reasonable grounds for suspicion you don't have it.
Okay, Robert, thank you. Sinn Féin's Maeve McLaughlin joining us this morning. You're the chair of the Health Committee. What's your reaction, Maeve?
Well, good morning, Stephen. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do. I think there was a very clear reaction from wider society that was about zero tolerance, that was about the fact that, you know, those views are discriminatory, they're outdated, and, you know, there's no place in our society for those views. So I think the former Health Minister, Jim Wells, was in a position where he had no choice. But I do think that there's a wider lesson in this for the DUP. And I think we have seen a pattern over, you know, if we reflect on the fact that it wasn't Jim Wells who proceeded with or introduced the ban from the gay community in terms of blood donation. So I think there's a real challenge within the DUP currently to step up to the plate and I think to reassure wider society that they will deliver in terms of policy, in terms of legislation, in terms of holding down office, they will deliver processes that have equality.
But do you know what, Maeve? Many Christians are starting to get worried about a witch hunt against them, that they're made to feel that their views are unacceptable. Leaving aside the comments by Jim Wells on Thursday night, which he has retracted, is there not a wider concern here that Christians aren't allowed to express themselves anymore, to express their religious faith anymore? They do not believe in gay marriage. Some Christians don't. Some do. If they don't believe in it, they're entitled to say that without being labelled bigots.
Well, you see, let's be very clear. People can, of course, hold their own particular views and opinions. And that's quite right and that's quite proper. But whenever we start to hear views and opinions, like the comments that came from Jim Wells, that somehow there was facts or research that there was a correlation or a link between same-sex couples and child abuse and neglect, well, that is discriminatory. That is bigotry. That is outdated. And, you know, very clearly, that then is a view that is not the first time we've heard it, that does impact when it comes to the delivery then of policies or legislation. So there is an onus, particularly for somebody, and I have to say, you know, even more so when we look at the delivery of our health service, you know, a key component in terms of our society's needs. And yet we have a minister who, you know, not only in my words, but in the words of previous High Court recommendations, when we looked at the blood ban, when words like irrational or prejudice were brought to the fore. So, you know, people can hold their views, yes, but when it comes to the implementation of policy or practice, we must ensure as a society that those views, or in this case, prejudice, are not brought into public office, do not impact on the delivery of areas of work like health.
Has a politician within the DUP or any other political party, but let's talk about the DUP, has a politician got the right to say homosexuality is wrong?
A politician has the right to hold his or her own views, and I think I've made that very clear. But whenever a politician decides or holds a view that does actually impact on, you know, discrimination against a section of our society, then that is wrong. Then that is wrong. And, you know, to then, I think, I suppose, and I think this is where communities and societies and all sections of society have a sharp intake of breath, when, you know, we almost heard the referral to these comments in light of Mr. Wells' own personal pressures.
Okay. Maeve McLaughlin, thank you. Here's David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, I can't believe, first of all, what he said, Jim Wells said. I'm a gay man, and let me be honest with you. If I found anybody touching a child or doing anything to a child, it'd make me sick. I would hand them over to the police immediately. I don't care whether they're gay, straight, black, or Chinese. I wouldn't care where they came from. Them kind of remarks are absolutely a disgrace. Anybody who touches a child is sick in the head and deserves a full prison sentence. But let me make it clear. Jim Wells said that this he had pressure with his wife. I have a severely disabled partner myself who's had heart attacks and heart valve replacement and strokes. I don't go about as a gay man and say every straight's this and every straight's that. If it's not in you, you wouldn't say it. The fact of the matter is DUP are not fit for government. That's the fact, the truth of life here.
There are some people asking this morning if Jim Wells is so stressed and has and is so occupied with his with looking after his ill wife, what's he doing standing as a candidate?
Well, let me tell you how the gay community is in this. I wish his wife a full recovery. We're higher than making bigotry remarks against people. We wish his wife a full recovery and everything goes well. I know what it's like to be sent into a room and told you your loved one, your partner, is going to die. I understand that. I understand that. And I know the stress. I've been there 2, 3 o'clock in the morning at a hospital. I understand what it's like. But at the end of the day, you don't make remarks which is offensive to one section of the community. The gay community only want to lead their life their way. They're not doing any harm to anyone. And anybody, as I said a bit earlier, who was to touch a child would make me sick.
Jim Wells, in the Rough Rylan incident, Jim Wells is alleged to have told a lesbian couple while he was canvassing at the weekend that he didn't like their lifestyle choice, that homosexuality was a lifestyle choice. Now, the bigger question here, David, is for the DUP leadership. Because we now know what the former health minister, he hasn't resigned yet, it's 11th of May, he'll go, isn't it? The bigger question for the DUP is what does their leader think? What does the man who's still in office think, Peter Robinson? Does he think being gay is a lifestyle choice?
Well, I would say yes. I think that's what Peter Robinson does think, and I think that's what the full DUP, most of 99% of them do think. They're out of touch, they're out of date. If two people love...
Well, they've got a heck of a mandate.
They have to have a mandate, unfortunately. You see,
that would suggest they're not out of touch.
Well, they are out of touch in the sense of the modern world. You know, the world, parts of the world is moving on, and at the end of the day, is Northern Ireland going to be left behind yet again? At the end of the day, all this bigotry about Catholic Protestant, and all this nonsense. People want to look at the bigger picture here. And at the end of the day, if two people love each other, whether it's two men or two women, I tell you what, I fully support them to be married. Why shouldn't it? Two people, I know people in Northern Ireland who've been together 40 years. And at the end of the day, why shouldn't they get married? Why shouldn't they be doing security with each other?
David, thank you. The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt, joining us this morning. You didn't call for his resignation, Mike. Was it the right thing to do?
It was the right thing to do because sometimes a man in my position, by calling for a resignation, actually forces the other side to simply dig in. What I did say, Stephen, was that we needed to find out who the real Jim Wells actually is. Was it the guy who made the comment at the hustings event on the Thursday night? Or was the real Jim Wells the person who issued the apology on the Friday morning? And my goodness, we didn't have to wait all that long to find out if the reports from Rath Freiland are true, which they are. I said, let's see through his words and his deeds which the real Jim Wells actually is. And now we know. So he has done the right thing in standing down. I do have sympathy for him in terms of his personal circumstances, but he's in a very senior and important and influential position. And, you know, if you cannot handle the pressures that life throws at you, then it is the right thing to step down. I'm listening to your last caller, Stephen, a member of the gay community who feels that he has to make a public statement to clarify that he does not support child abuse. I mean, that tells you that the dreadful impact of that statement on Thursday night. It's like, would I have to stand up every time a white supremacist shoots up some high school in the United States? Do I have to stand up and say, because I'm white, he doesn't speak for me? I think I was really moved by your last caller, because that to me shows the human impact of that statement.
We're going to hear from a young man in a few minutes' time who came out live on my radio show on Friday night in England. And I asked him why he was doing it. It shocked me. And he says he was doing it to stand up to the DUP.
Wow.
And this story has travelled throughout the UK. But there are questions for you this morning, Mike Nesbitt, because you know what the DUP stand for on this issue. You know what their views are on homosexuality. And you're going into an electoral pact with them. Well, are you not reconsidering that?
Let me make 2 points about that, Stephen. First of all, you have the now famous tweet from Pam Cameron, who is a member of the DUP and an elected MLA for South Antrim, who very quickly and totally unambiguously distanced herself from the remarks of Jim Wells. So I don't think you can look in the DUP as homogenous on this issue, and we would certainly be closer to Pam Cameron's social policies than we would be to Jim Wells's. And the second point, which is absolutely critical, is that the pact, the understanding that we have reached with the DUP is limited to a couple of constituencies, and it is about one issue only, and that is trying to make sure that we return a majority of the 18 MPs on the 8th of May as pro-union members of Parliament. If it was about social issues, we would have a joint manifesto. We have very separate manifestos.
The Jim Wells views are not isolated, are they? You know, we could go through.
Well, are you saying Pam Cameron's views are isolated within the DUP? That is not true. Nonsense to suggest that.
Well, let me just give you a sense of the bigger picture. Many of these you'll be well aware of. 1998, Ian Paisley Jr. Was quoted by a newspaper telling a reporter, "We don't like poofs." More recently, Ian Paisley Jr. spoke in 2007 of being repulsed by homosexuality. He said gay people harm society. He denounced gay relationships as obnoxious. Mm-hmm. He's quoted in today's Irish Times saying he still stands over these remarks. 2008, Aris Robinson described homosexuality as an abomination. Her position endorsed by her First Minister husband, Peter Robinson, who said it wasn't Aris Robinson who determined that homosexuality was an abomination, it was the Almighty. 2005, DUP councillor Morris Mills claimed Hurricane Katrina was God's judgment on New Orleans for hosting a gay festival. And you're going into an electoral pact with this party.
And why don't you put those points to Peter Robinson, the leader of that party, when he comes on live on your programme? Let me say, and you know this very well, my record will stand scrutiny about any members of my party who make homophobic comments, including homophobic comments on the Nolan Show. You know that. You know I have not been slow and I have not been indecisive in my actions. I will not tolerate homophobia in the Ulster Unionist Party.
The question that we want to ask the DUP as a party is, do they think homosexuality is a lifestyle choice? Because Peter Robinson would have well known what Jim Wells' views were on homosexuality before he appointed him as the health minister. So do you feel that Peter Robinson thinks homosexuality is a lifestyle choice? And what do you think?
The first part of the question was, do I think Peter Robinson thinks?
Yeah.
Ask Peter Robinson. I have no idea. I do not think it is a lifestyle choice.
What's your view on gay marriage?
You know, I am not in favour of gay marriage because I don't believe it is a question of equality. I think it is a religious sacrament between man and woman. That is what I was brought up to believe. I do not believe in inequality for members of the gay community. This is one issue which I don't think is equality, but I will not tolerate inequality being visited upon gays or lesbians.
What about civil marriages that aren't conducted in church?
I've no issue. I have been invited to one later this year, and Linda and I are very much looking forward to going to it.
Okay, Mike Nesbitt, thank you. Morning to you. Grace and Ballyclare. Morning, Grace.
Good morning, Stephen. I'd like to make it clear that I don't agree with Jim Wells' views, but I empathise very strongly with this situation. I think he overreacted to the question that was put to him on that evening. I think he did that through stress and anxiety. Having been in a not for stroke situation, but a similar situation over Christmas and New Year and into the 19th of January when my partner died, I know what it's like to overreact to something that's said to you. And I just feel we are a very sad society when we can't empathise with someone who's pushed to the wall. Now, I do feel that possibly, on hindsight, he should have had compassionate leave. To do a job like that, to cope with his family circumstances, was just unmanageable, and it was going to crack somewhere. And we should have empathy for
that.
But
do you really think he said anything that he didn't believe?
Well, I can't really comment for Jim Wells. I think he probably believes wholeheartedly that a mother, father, happy home situation is better for children. That's okay if the mother and father have a happy marriage. I don't agree with the fact that he was classing that had to be so that children could be happy, because they wouldn't be. It's a rose-coloured spectacle world, and okay. I don't agree with his views,
okay.
But I
Chris,
have every empathy.
Thank you. Harold in Portadown. Morning, Harold.
Hello, Stephen. I feel sorry for Jim. I was talking to him on Saturday night in the hospital. I had my father in hospital, and I was speaking to him coming through the entrance, and he was in deep, deep stress. There's no two ways about it. But I want to say this, Stephen. On Saturday morning last week, a friend of mine was talking to politicians who were out canvassing in Portadown. And my friend said to him, they're not to be called gay. This word has been hijacked by them. They're called sodomites. The Bible calls them sodomites. And the politician turned around and said, look, oh, we've got to be careful to what words we use. And because if we use any other words, we could be thrown out of Parliament. And this is what God's Word says.
Not everybody believes in the Bible, Harold.
Now listen. When Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And that's what, if Christian politicians is only there to please men, I tell you, they ought to get out of it. Because the book says to obey God rather than men.
Politicians aren't here to rule by the Bible. They're here to rule by the rule of law, aren't they?
The Bible is their guidelines.
And they're here to...
The book is their guidelines.
Are you telling me that politicians shouldn't represent everyone, whether they be Christian or not?
Well, Jim Wales told them though that he didn't believe in their lifestyle. Are you not allowed to say that now?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question you raise. Are you not allowed to say it now? That's a good question. Is it unacceptable for a politician to say it? Where does that leave free speech? It's a very, very good question this morning, Harold.
And I can tell you something, Stephen. These crowd are now going to turn on churches.
What do you mean, these crowd? Which crowd?
These sodomites.
People, you mean? Human beings, Harold.
They're not people. They're sodomites.
All right. Where's your Christian love now? Where's your Christian spirit?
Well, listen, don't argue with me. Don't ask me then questions. Go and argue with God about it.
Have you the same anger towards people who are straight, who have sex outside marriage?
That is true. That is biblically wrong too.
Have you the same level of anger, Harold?
Well, I haven't met any of those people.
There are plenty of them around.
We're not talking
about... You mustn't get out much.
We're talking about sodomites.
Right. You seem obsessed.
I'm terribly not obsessed. I stand for the word of God, or God's word. God calls them sodomites. He burned two cities over it. Burned them.
Harold, thank you. Good morning. 931-0845-955-678 is the number to call. It's going to Doolally on the phones this morning. The text 81771, the email nolan@bbc.co.uk. Keep saying this morning. This is a bigger story than Jim Wells. This is about the DUP. What does the Democratic Unionist Party stand for? Does the leader of the DUP, Peter Robinson, does he feel that homosexuality is a lifestyle choice? Is he aware of any facts or any evidence to link unstable relationships with child abuse? We've been asking that question of the DUP since Friday. We still haven't got an answer.